You're listening to episode 332 of Women Worldwide. How calm are you in your work and life? Are you able to set your level to calm? In this solo episode, I have some tips for you, so stay tuned to learn more.
Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you so much for being here, for tuning in, for always showing up, and for sharing the stories of our guests, but mostly sharing how you're doing and how you're feeling. Well, I want to get right to today's show. I am flying solo, and we're talking about setting your level to calm. What does this mean? Well, it's pretty easy to be calm when you're on vacation, like I am this week. But what about when things are going on in your life and with work? You're being pulled in so many different directions. How do you get to that place of calm and get there quickly? How do you set that level within minutes? Well, I'm going to teach you three different exercises to help you get there. Okay, the first exercise is so simple. All you need is a pad and a pen. That's right, in a digital age, I still have a pad and pen or journal handy. What you're going to do is time yourself. And for 1 minute before your meeting, your interview, your presentation, whatever it is, write out everything that's on your mind. Now, you can't write in full sentences. Just write one or two words to represent your thoughts. Maybe it's something from a couple days ago. Maybe it's something earlier in the day. Maybe it's something that you're thinking about because you have a meeting or a presentation the next day. Put it on paper. And when you're done, when that 60 seconds is up, rip out that piece of paper, tear it up, and throw it out. Because what you're doing, you're clearing space in your mind so that you can be calm and find a little clarity at the same time. Try it. I hope it helps. The second exercise, so simple. It's breathing. We do it all the time. We don't even realize it. We breathe in our sleep. This is what I call the 4-second box technique. And really all it is learning to breathe in for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 4 seconds, breathe in 4 seconds, hold your breath for 4 seconds, and breathe out for 4 seconds. You would do this 3 or 4 times. And when you do, you'll realize that the air that you're taking in is reducing your stress and relaxing you. You're sending oxygen to your brain and to different parts of your body. And that is going to get you to a place of calm. Now, the last exercise is interesting and it's different. And it made me realize why I love to get a manicure. And when people massage your hands or they put cream on your hands. Now, you don't have to have any cream on your hands or you don't have to get a manicure for this particular exercise. All it is learning to breathe and to take your index finger and start right hand index finger, left hand, start at the top knuckle of the index finger, and you're just breathing. You're going, breathing, going down, breathing, going up, across to the next finger, breathing, going down, going back up again, next knuckle, breathing down your ring finger, breathing as you go up, over to your pinky knuckle, breathing as you go down, breathing as you go up, and you do the same thing, going back, Once again, when you're done with this hand, you switch it, you use your left index finger on your right hand, and you go through the same process. And you'll notice as you breathe and as you move up and down each finger, you're going to automatically relax and calm down. You can do that as many times as you need to. You don't have to hold your hands up and show anybody. You can keep your hands in your lap as you do it. I'm doing it right now. Nobody even knows. That's the thing. All three exercises are things that you can do that no one even realizes. Right before your meeting, right before your presentation, it's so simple. Try them. Let me know how you do. The whole goal is to move from any kind of feeling of anxious or frustrated or overwhelmed or whatever the case may be, to set your level to calm. That way, sure, we're all going to take vacations and we're all going to be calm, but wouldn't it be great if we could be more relaxed and calm just during the normal scope of our day? Well, that's it. And I hope you enjoyed this exercise, the three exercises, and this episode of Women Worldwide. And friends, until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.